On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, back to school self-care for educators. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused stress and challenges for people across the world. As the new school year begins, emotions can run from excitement to fear and from relief to stress. Perhaps no one feels the pressure of new challenges and routines during the pandemic quite as much as educators. Educators care deeply about their students. That's why they do what they do. However, part of the caring opens them up to experience some of the trauma their students bring to school each day. Additionally, educators may have fear and anxiety due to the procedures they're asked to follow to keep themselves and their students safe. If things get too stressful, it can lead to secondary traumatic stress or compassion fatigue. It's important to know that there are ways to work through STS and compassion fatigue. Here are four tips. Tip 1, be kind to yourself. Take care of your basic wellness needs, including physical, social, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Maintain physical health, exercise regularly, and get adequate sleep. Eat balanced meals and monitor health and visit doctors and dentists when needed. Cultivate and maintain close relationships and make time to connect with friends and loved ones. Keep your mind sharp. Do crossword puzzles, read books, or research something that interests you. Keep a journal and write about your feelings or talk to someone close to you and help you work through your problems. Tip 2, practice mindfulness. This is one of the most successful strategies for overcoming the effects of STS or compassion fatigue. Mindfulness can help you increase emotional regulation and strengthen the ability to deal with emotional challenges. 3, change the negative to positive. Learning to think optimistically is shown to benefit physical and emotional health. Known as cognitive restructuring or cognitive behavioral therapy, it can be done at home and works well when combined with mindfulness. And 4, create an action plan for self-care. Self-care is often neglected as other things take precedence. It's important to keep it simple and go slowly by adding new goals once they become routine and to set goals you know you can sustain. This year may be more challenging and stressful than others, but educators can protect their own basic wellness needs and still be available to their students' needs by learning to practice self-care.